Hi, this is Joey Taylor, the producer of From the Hive, a contemplative space where meditative practice meets mindful everyday living. This is a pocket practice with Leslie Hirschberger. If the pocket practice sparks an interest, check out episode 17. Now, as we turn to the practice, I invite you to locate yourself in a meditative space. Slow down a little. Notice the physical sensations of your body. Notice how you're sitting. Notice the temperature of the room around you. Take a couple breaths and lean in as we practice together.
Begin by positioning yourself as comfortably as you can in your chair. Or if you're more comfortable lying on the ground, sitting on a cushion, go ahead and position yourself as comfortably as you can, and at the same time noticing, you know, if there's kind of a slouch, and can you allow yourself to sit up in a state of not rigidity but alertness. Now allow your eyes to drop or close completely and begin by noticing the sounds in the room. And now notice the sound of your own breathing, breathing in and breathing out. Now, to gather your awareness, can you bring your attention to the far wall of the room? The center of the room. Book reading distance. Six inches behind you. Book reading distance again. This is a practice of working with placements of attention in space while your eyes are closed. Can you bring your attention in and down inside of yourself? Down through your throat? And notice any sensations in your throat. And notice the difference between the thought of a sensation and the actual felt sense in your throat. And you may feel nothing at all. So notice, what does that feel like? Now bring your attention to your neck. Can you feel the difference between the left and the right side of your neck? And welcome the sensations with kindness for yourself. If you feel some tension, simply allow it and welcome it. Now bring your attention to your shoulders, where we often carry the weight of the world. And noticing any sensations in your shoulders. And almost imagining you're breathing into your shoulders. And as you exhale, exhaling into your shoulders. And perhaps all you can notice is the sensation of your shirt on your shoulders. So notice that. And now drop in and almost imagining that you can feel the bones and the muscles in your shoulders. Breathing in and breathing out. And once again, noticing the difference between the thought of your shoulders and the actual felt sense of your shoulders. And if you notice any squirminess in your body, make some space for that. Allow it to be there. No big deal. Almost imagining that you're breathing into the squirminess with some calm abiding, just being with it. And perhaps some kindness for yourself. Now bring your attention to your heart. And you may or may not notice any sensations in your heart. But place your attention on the area around your heart and your chest. What would it be like if I could feel some sensation? And then notice. Breathe into your heart. And as you exhale, exhaling into the area around your heart, and fine-tuning your awareness of your heart. Now drop your awareness to your solar plexus. The solar plexus is often the gatekeeper, the kind of the emotional gatekeeper between the heart and the belly. Notice any sensations in the heart, in the solar plexus, and you might feel some sort of tension, a fluttering, or nothing at all. Just notice and welcome it. Now drop your attention to a few fingers below the belly, where breath and awareness meet. And as you inhale, place your attention below the belly. You may notice the expansion on the inhale of the belly and the contraction on the exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. Now place your attention on the bottom of your feet. If your feet are in a pair of shoes or socks, notice the sensation where your foot makes contact with the sock, the shoe. Feel the weight of the ground underneath your feet, the solidity of the ground holding you, supporting you. And now allow yourself to scan your entire body for a moment, noticing areas of openness, contraction, numbness, aches, and welcome them all. Now feel the support of the ground or the chair, wherever you're sitting, and allow yourself to be supported. Allowing yourself to open to the support of the ground beneath your feet and the chair underneath you, if you're in a chair, or your cushion. And reflecting on where you are in your life today. Noticing what you're feeling right now. And allow an intention to arise to your awareness. What is your intention for today? And remember, an intention is stated in the present tense, I am. And I'm going to go through some intentions. And notice if you have a somatic response, that means a bodily response to the intention. And again, if you start to think about the intention, drop the thought and come back. Place your attention on your heart. And allow an intention to arise to your awareness. It could be something like, I am self-compassionate. I am aware of my own needs. I am grounded and safe. Notice as I say those words, what you notice in your body. I am open and curious. I am whole. I am focused and grounded. I am empathic and kind. You may have a different one rise in your awareness. So take a moment . An intention is a quality of being you're cultivating. today. So once you come to your intention, can you say it out loud right now? Feel it in your body. How do you sit when you say this out loud? So if your intention is, I am open-hearted, or I am grounded, how do you sit when you are open-hearted and grounded? What is the quality of your shoulders, your posture? Your face. As you say your intention out loud again, record it in your body, because the body has a deeper memory than the mind. So say your intention out loud and embody it right now. Breathe into your intention. Allow it to fill every cell in your body. Now taking a moment and opening to the wider field, the wider world, to something more expansive than yourself. Where you can be supported, so you don't have to do all the heavy lifting. You can open and let go into your intention. So make some space right now for something far more expansive. And once again, say your intention out loud, opening into it. And make some space for the part of yourself that may doubt the intention, or where you feel your not enoughness within the intention. And bring that to the wider field. Welcome it with kindness to yourself, for this is a convertible energy. Our contractions are convertible energy. When I feel my doubt, my heart might accelerate, and I can feel a clench in my solar plexus. So welcome it. Breathe into it. Allow it. With kindness. It's so humbling to know we live in these finite bodies and these minds that are so busy. We need to bring our intention to these parts of ourselves that doubt, that numb. And open to them with some kindness. So as you consider your intention, reflect on the one thing that gets in the way. What is your one thing that gets in the way of your intention? Is it distractions? Shame? Speed? The inner critic? What's the one thing? And say that one thing out loud. And now, finally, insert a pause. So you can do this when you're going about your day and you notice that your one thing gets in the way of embodying your intention. So if you get distracted, you simply pause and come back. Feel your feet on the ground. Notice the sounds in the room. Connect to your breath, the sensate experience of your breath. And when you feel connected to your breath and to your sensate experience, say your intention out loud if other people are not in the room. And if people are in the room, say your intention to yourself. And no one has to know you're doing it. So finally, this intention practice is one in which you ground, and we began with a meditation to ground yourself. But you can't do that at the 3 o'clock meeting. But what you can do is notice when your one thing comes in and starts to subvert the intention. And bring some awareness to it with kindness. Then bring the pause. And you get to decide your own pause practice. You could feel your feet on the ground, your body in the chair, your breath. But you'll know what is it that connects you back to yourself. So sit for a few more moments with your breath and with your intention and embody this intention in this moment so that when you go out into the world today and your attention becomes scattered by all of the claims on it, you can always come back and come home to your intention, embodied in the pause.
This has been a Pocket Practice with Leslie Hirschberger. Check out the entire conversation on episode 17 of From the Hive. A contemplative space where meditative practice meets mindful everyday living. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day.